Yes, the wonderful drones. I think most of your listeners would have probably heard of drones scanning the horizon in the Middle East somewhere, the US drones or the British drones and all that sort of stuff. But the interesting part for me in the concept of drones is what's known as a micro drone. And some of your listeners probably already know that you can get a drone with a camera on it. A drone is effectively something small that flies similar to your model aircraft. Has a little camera on it, and you can build one of those or get a kit to make one of those for around $50 and then film what you like.
Why would I want to do that?
Therein lies the $64,000 question, Vicky. From a business point of view, for instance, there are opportunities for real estate agents to be able to take really good footage of a property they're selling. And that's, I think, quite interesting. You might want to make some sporting footage of your daughter's netball game or her football game. So there's all sorts of entertainment stuff. But there's also the idea of both personal security and the potential for invasion of privacy. And I think that's where you start seeing why people might want to use some of these drone technologies.
Okay, talk to us more about the privacy issues.
You imagine sunning yourself in your backyard, picking up a few extra rays, maybe not as fully clothed as you might normally be in your backyard as if you're wandering in the public. And a small little, almost silent electronic quadcopter drone about the size of a small bird buzzes overhead with camera footage of you. That for me is a major privacy challenge, and legislation within Australia at state and federal levels is so far behind the impact that drones could have, it's not funny.
I just want to know about the practicalities of these drones. How are they operated? So you can buy a kit for a drone, you can assemble it all for just $50, but then how far can it fly? Where do you have to be when you're operating the drone?
Well, the smaller the drone by and large technology is, the less range it will have, so you need to be closer to it. But you could be over the fence. You could be out in the front of the street. So there are enough radio signals available to be able to manage that without too many hassles at all. The larger drones that you can buy, again, still in kit form, we're not talking about massive things that take up a bedroom. We're talking about, you know, maybe things the size of a very small flat-top computer, can be operated with your iPhone if you have that piece of technology or an Android phone, and so you get a fair bit of distance. Now, if you think of the radio technology of a good model airplane, you can fly those, some of them, you know, up to about 1.5-2 kilometres away.
Could you hear the drone? If you were sunbaking in your backyard, could you stand up and go for that drone and just pluck it out of the air?
You're unlikely to be able to pluck it out of the air because they can actually get quite high. The quadcopter version that's out there at the moment is like a helicopter with four small propellers on it. It's run by electricity and it's near silent. If you're in the backyard doing connubials with your partner, you're definitely not going to hear it. So there's all sorts of things that are going to sneak up on you, and you know, the legislation on that from a privacy point of view is miles behind.
How does it need to be updated?
Well, first of all, we need a definition of whether drone technology is legal. Who owns that footage? You think of the idea of industrial espionage, people spying on things you're making in your backyard for the purpose of trying to gain a competitive advantage.
Yeah, well, some talk as well about, you know, cattle farmers here in the Northern Territory fearing that they were being spied on by animal activists.
Well, that might be the case. Certainly there's, one whaling activists were using drones to try and spot the Japanese fleet, and quite successfully. So, you know, the range of security or surveillance potential available in drones is really quite strong. But the other issue from a cattle point of view is not so much whether animal activists are following, it's whether or not the cattle are open to be stolen. Now, if you send a drone up, if you're someone who wants to be able to engage in that sort of activity, it's possible to send a drone up, spot where the cattle are, have an understanding of where personnel are or aren't, and take action accordingly. Now, legislation does not too much at the moment. Is it part of the Telecommunications Act? I don't think so. Is it part of standard surveillance with video footage? I don't think so. So I think there's a fairly large gap that we need to address whether or not this sort of activity is legal and whether we need to define what would be a legal purpose. And we're missing that at the moment.
So there's no legislation which actually addresses the issue of drones being used?
No, not in Australia. The legislation's pretty slim. There's certainly discussion from a legislative point of view as to military applications and coast watch stuff. But at the personal level, at the social level, there's a very large door that's open at the moment. I think we need to think about closing it, or at least managing it a bit more effectively than what we have the potential for at the moment.